Hello and welcome to jasonnewland.com. My name is Jason Newland and this is going to be an insomnia session, a sleep hypnosis. There isn't really anything for you to do. You can just close your eyes and allow yourself to just let go, to just relax and allow yourself to fall asleep. And the idea of this session is to be able to learn to sleep no matter what background sounds there are. So I have purposely recording this in the middle of the day where there's sounds, background sounds, possibly going to be happening. Because I know lots of people may work nights and need to sleep during the day. I know there's lots of people out there that maybe have neighbours that are less than quiet. So this gives you an opportunity to learn how to sleep deeply, even when there's maybe a little bit too much noise going on in the background. And that's okay, because sound in the background doesn't have to get in the way of you sleeping deeply. If anything, you can use it to allow you to sleep even deeply, to really let go. And you may wonder, how can you just let go, relax, and fall into a deep, deep healing sleep, even when there's sounds? Maybe there might be roadworks, there may be lorries going past your home. You may, like myself, live opposite a school where there's constant sound occurring. And this can give you an opportunity to realize that even though there may be sounds out of your control, you still need to sleep. You still need to recover. You still need to rejuvenate and re-energize your body and your mind. So that's something that's worth remembering, worth realizing, not to allow other people or other things to get in the way of your precious sleep. And it is precious because we all need to sleep. We may not need to sleep 8 hours a day, but we do need to sleep a certain amount of time to rejuvenate and to replenish our energy, both physically and mentally, so that we can function in a way that is needed to deal with whatever the day brings. And if you've got your eyes closed, that's fine. If you haven't, then maybe you can close your eyes if it's safe to do so for the duration of this free hypnosis session, remembering that you can open your eyes at any time. Remembering remembering that you're the boss of what you do. And that's something worth remembering. Because you can choose to just let go. Give yourself permission to allow the suggestions that I say to you and to your unconscious mind to absorb those suggestions. Absorb into your mind and into your body, giving yourself permission to really relax, to really sleep deeply, no matter what sounds are in the background. And even the sound of me drinking water out of my bottle, you can hear now, it's just a sound. Why should you let that get in the way of you sleeping deeply? What would be the point in that? Don't you deserve to have rest and comfort? Don't you deserve to have a calm and peaceful mind? Don't you deserve to be happy? To sleep deeply? To let go? To truly release yourself from worrying about anything for the period of time that you sleep deeply. And I wonder what you can do with this new ability to just let go, to just not even worry, not even be bothered about any background sounds or noises or whatever words you want to call them. All those sounds is softer, less judgmental than noise. With noise there's an added negativity. With sound, it's just a sound, it's just a sound, the same as me shaking the water in my bottle, it's just a sound, clicking my fingers, just a sound. What is there to think about, really? Just a sound. My voice is just a sound. So if you've got rain rattling on your window, or you've got wind rattling the window, birds singing loudly, whatever the sound you've got, maybe you've got a dripping tap, maybe there's a clock in the room, whatever. It's just a sound. You wouldn't have allowed a sound to stop you from sleeping when you were a baby. Why allow it to stop you now? When you think about it, these things are learnt. You've had to learn to be affected by sounds. You've had to learn to react in maybe a negative or angry or an emotional way to those stimuli. You've had to learn to do those things because those things weren't natural to you when you were born. You didn't come out of the womb moaning because of all the noise in the hospital. And that may be quite a funny idea, but it's fact, you were a baby. You didn't care about how much noise your parents made. You just slept, you could sleep through anything. How many times do you see, maybe in a really busy, noisy supermarket, a baby, or even a young child, a toddler, asleep in a pram or a buggy, completely asleep? They're not bothered about the sound, they're not moaning about how noisy it is, they're just asleep. Because falling asleep is easy. I've said it before and I'll say it again. Sleeping deeply is our birthright, is your birthright. It's natural, it's a natural thing to do. Even if there is sound in the background. How is that for you? How is that when you think about it? The idea that you can just sleep easily, effortlessly, and naturally. What is that like for you when you think about it? When you really, really think about it? The idea of something that used to be an issue just doesn't bother you anymore. It's just instantly like that. Instantly. Doesn't bother you. It's just a sound. Just a sound. And there's something about your mind hearing these words and acting, really acting upon them, taking them to heart, fitting these words, the shape of these words, into that part of your mind that already had that shape ready for these words to slide in, to be part of your mind now, to be part of your life now. To naturally feel so right, so easy, gives you an opportunity to just forget about it. Not have to think about any of this, because now it's done. Now it's done. And now you can just move ahead, live your life, sleep easily. And when you hear any sounds in the background, you can just say, it's just a sound. Because that doesn't fit anymore the way it used to. It can't have the same effect the way it used to. Because now you've moved over it. You're now in front of it. You're no longer looking at it the way you were before. It's in the past. It's gone. That way of reacting has gone. So what is that like for you? To really be thinking about this, to really be wondering just how easily you can change how you feel about things that used to be an issue, but now no longer. Now, there's something changed. You can't even explain it necessarily. But something has changed. You just don't feel that way anymore. It's like it's a natural progression, a natural way of being, and it just feels right. It feels right to be this way now. And the way things were before seem like a distant memory. Those times in the past where certain things used to bother you, it's now gone. It's as if looking back on yourself, as if those things were back when you were a child. And as an adult, you know, these things that you do now and things that you feel and think now that are totally different from how you felt when you were a child. And it can be quite rewarding to be able to know and say to yourself that you have moved on. That you really are in a different place now. You're feeling different. You're looking at life differently. Because these changes don't just affect this part of your life. Doesn't just mean that you'll sleep deeply, easily, naturally, even when there is background sound, because that's no longer a part of you. That's not the only thing that changes, because there is always a domino, a positive domino effect. And I'm using the word positive because positive energy can only produce positive changes. And positive changes can only produce more positive changes and more positive energy. And as you think about this, you may wonder what other positive changes will naturally occur without any effort on your part. What other things will you notice about your life? And about yourself, and about how you respond to life situations more positively. And how do you feel emotionally? How different do you feel? Have you noticed that you feel and will feel more positive towards certain things and activities and situations in your life? And that's a byproduct of learning and focusing and absorbing the positive ideas, suggestions, motivations, and you really can learn to enjoy being a deep sleeper. And sleeping so easily, even when there are background sounds. And it doesn't matter, because they're just sounds. They're just sounds. So what? it just sounds. And this brings us to the end of this insomnia session, and I hope that you've benefited from it, and I hope that you enjoy it. Let me know what you think. Take care.